Hey friends, welcome to That Movie Podcast. That's right, that was a really weird way to start this recording, but that's okay. So tonight we're talking about Blues Brothers. That's right, I freaking love this movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. We had special guest Vanna Vandal on the show, and she was a hell of a lot of fun to hang out with. Really good fun, and she brought this awesome guy along, Asa. He's a super cool guy. Anyway, we have to give some thanks to our patrons. It's Sean Faust, Kim Houston, Ryan Schwalter, and Firefly Podcast. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for sending us some money so we can keep doing this stuff. We're about to get some new equipment, which is exciting. Also, okay, for those of you listening, if you would like to donate, you can go to Patreon, patreon.com/thatmoviepod, and you can throw a couple bucks our way. We're going to be getting a reward scheme set up here, so depending on what you give us, we'll throw some stuff back your way. Other than that, let's see. So awkward. Start the show.
All right, everybody, it's time for That Movie Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Are you like a crazy person?
Negative. I am a meat popsicle.
Would you like to know more?
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
But I dress up as Men in Black for Halloween one year, and everyone said it was like John Belushi just because I was that good. And very chewy looking.
I could see that.
That's awesome. Oh, now I have to leave all the that in.
No, just start right there.
Oh, and then my mom was she was Elwood.
A fat kid too?
No, she was Elwood for Halloween one year when I was little. And then the next year, whatever I was going to be for Halloween, like, kind of fell through. So I ended up borrowing her Blues Brother costume, and then I was a Blues Brother that year.
You mean you borrowed your mom's pantsuit?
I did, yeah.
Well, so you were Hillary Clinton.
No.
That sounds
with a hat.
She didn't have the bob.
I was, like, 8 or 9.
Yeah, so she had,
so
like,
Chelsea Clinton.
She had, like, the massive sleeves.
I had, like, the big old blazer. Like, I didn't borrow her pants because I wasn't going to fit into her pants, but, like, I borrowed, like, the blazer.
There's
and
a
the
joke
hat.
I can't touch.
Fuck you. Don't do it. That's my mom. That's weird.
That's your future mother-in-law.
Yeah. Right?
If they ever get married.
Don't do it. That's true.
Aren't you guys almost common-law? I'm just
kidding. This is year one. She's on probation.
You guys aren't on cat years.
We should be in cat years.
I thought common law was just if you had kids together.
No, that's 10 years.
Yeah, the common law is 10 years.
I thought really? It was 7.
I thought it was 7 too.
I'm pretty sure it's 7.
But I thought it was if you have a kid together.
I follow what workaholics tells me.
Yeah, that's
words to live by.
If it's on TV, it's true.
On TV or the internet.
And the internet, yeah.
They said it loudly to my face. It must be true.
I saw it on a meme. Definitely true.
Kermit knows what he's talking about.
A dank meme.
So back to pantsuits.
Anyway.
It did have shoulder pads. I will.
Oh, man. My penis can only get so erect.
I'm sure a lot of what your mom owned had
shoulder
pads.
Oh, yeah. No, it did. She had a lot of. She
and
she
mullets.
Was rocking shoulder pads for a long
she
time.
She actually has really weak shoulders now because of years of shoulder pads. Gotta expose them to the elements.
And she had the mullet. She still occasionally has a mullet when she doesn't, like, get it. Maintain. Anyway, let's like.
Can't wait for my future.
Yeah.
Dude, you do grow up to look like your mom, though. Like, it's so freaky.
Stacey's gonna turn.
Hey, my mom died and she was hot before she died, so as far as my future is concerned,
high five. Good genes.
Ooh, good genes.
Stacey's gonna turn 40 and all of a sudden she's gonna wake up and have a mullet.
Fuck you. Fuck that. I'm
never. With me looming over with scissors.
Hey, by then it'll probably be popular.
Oh, yeah, dude. They come full circle. Fashions in like 20 year cycles are.
Well, mullets have been. Like, all the scene kids would have mullets and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, just a little while ago. So. And still, even some people do.
They called it flocked asymmetrical hair.
Okay? Oh, my God.
And it was screamo, not emo.
I said scene kids.
Welcome to Mulletcast.
See, but I could see the emo in your eye.
I was an emo kid for a while.
And then his
emo
hair fell off.
I mean, let's all be real here. We all got down to Sugar We're Going Down at least five times
in our life. I hated that song.
Fuck you.
I hated it because you can't understand a fucking word that guy says.
Yeah, you can.
I heard somebody do it better.
You need to turn. That's what he says.
Dude, I've heard people do it better at karaoke.
You can actually hear?
Yes.
The volume is all the way down on your headphones.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Huh?
Oh my gosh.
Just take out one ear.
Yeah. Or just take them both out. Okay.
Well, maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Hey.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
Fuck you.
It's been too long.
I don't know what to do with my voice words.
Remember that one time we were on a podcast and no one knew who we were? We're just two new voices.
I know, right?
Nude voices. I love
this. This is your conscience. Mm-hmm. This is your conscience.
If this is someone's conscience, yeah. I feel really bad for them. It's probably...
That'll be the demon on the left. I'm the angel on the right.
Oh. Well, introduce us and I'll talk about my conscience briefly.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to That Movie Podcast.
Wow!
Ow! I didn't know we had R2-D2 running away from shit, yeah. Shit in here.
He's just falling over slightly.
I'm Jason.
I'm Matt.
I'm Stacy.
And we got special guests. Woo-hoo! Introduce yourselves. Fuck you guys.
We're done. All right. We're done doing shit for you.
Fucking host of the year over here.
Yep.
This is Jason. He's a horrible person.
Yep.
Well, I've noticed.
Yeah.
So this is Vanna Vandal.
I'm Asa Wagner.
Woo! Hi guys.
Hi.
Yeah. So you do porn?
I know, right?
No. That's Asa Akira.
Ah.
And I interview porn stars.
Yeah,
she does actually. Tips.
And I get hit on by them.
Nice. And she's Asian, so.
It works out.
They're just
out.
Trying to get you in there. You'll be there one day.
I'm also Latina, so it's like double.
We get it. You're awesome. God.
Hey, I'm the Latina of the show. Back off.
Oh, I brought my hoop earrings, and I noticed you didn't bring yours.
He brought
you thought he was Jewish, huh?
I did. When he said the John Belushi thing, I'm like, oh, dude, the nose.
I can see that.
That's actually a blessing from my Italian side, but mostly Hispanic.
Oh, man.
So you're Mexican and Italian?
Yeah. And Armenian,
your pasta
apparently.
With tortillas?
Yeah, actually.
You pick it up?
You
that sounds bomb,
burritos.
Like tortellini inside a burrito.
Dude, I would totally, like, just fuck eat yeah. spaghetti with
Well, I was
going to
say,
hands.
I make the biscotti.
Pischetti?
Pischetti. Hey, so pischetti, I make it in the on the grill with tinfoil.
No, he makes spaghetti.
I believed you for a second.
Instead of meatballs, he makes spaghetti and carne asada.
Ooh,
that sounds
delicious.
Oh, damn, I'm hungry now.
One day.
On a sandwich.
But we were saying on...
And you can call it like a torta.
He does put his spaghetti in sandwiches.
Yeah, I make everything
a
in a sandwich.
A torta.
But we know Vanny from Dirty Daddy Podcast, which we did.
Vanny?
Vanna.
It's sorry. Vanna Vandal.
The, her...
We knew
from
we
the
know
DDP.
This.
Yeah, you know me.
We were on there a couple weeks ago.
It. She just looked so ashamed there too. She did it. She's like, "What am I doing with myself?"
Dowdy made her say that.
My life.
Longbox FM. This is not an ad.
I just saw a PayPal alert on your phone.
Square is our official sponsor.
Oh,
moving on up. So who's the PayPal?
What?
I'm not allowed to speak of that.
I don't remember where I was going with it. We're talking about conscience, but briefly I want to talk about when I was working at the Best Buy warehouse. I had a little friend crawling on my shoulder one day that was not a Jiminy Cricket, but a Sancho cockroach.
Oh, God.
He was your Sancho, so he beat you.
Yeah, hard.
But then he made
But it was actually disgusting
because
like I could feel his tiny legs running across my body for a while.
And everywhere those legs touched, they left bruises.
Yeah.
Tiny, can't tiny, shower that off. Tiny
orange bag bruises.
Oh, God. It was already dark and then it got worse.
That's the show. Welcome.
So aside from the DDP, I do the kick.
Yeah.
And I also, before I did that, I was just a girl doing stand-up comedy being inspired by John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Nice. I'm just a girl doing comedian. Stand-up comedy.
So, anything coming up?
Sorry.
For your comedy?
I do. Actually, I'm performing tomorrow at Barmageddon, opening for Filmedina.
Oh.
It's gonna be a rad show, and then I've actually
Barmageddon's actually really cool if you like getting drunk and playing video games at the same time and you like a good comedy show.
Sounds like my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then I'll be back there July 9th as well, and July 15th. July 15th is gonna be really cool. It's gonna be called the Gateway Show over at Barmageddon, and they're gonna take all of us comedians and stop us in the middle of our set and then get us high and then expect us to go back and tell more jokes.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty stoked. And then July Special 20th.
More like, Karen's more like Benson. You're pretty toked, am I right?
I am. And then.
He's not part of the show.
And then July 20th, I'm going to have my first ever out-of-state gig in El Paso, Texas.
Nice.
My first out-of-state gig, and it's big because everything's bigger in Texas.
So,
I'm super stoked.
Mainly the diabetes epidemic.
Yeah.
And right now, actually, I'm on TV currently, like as we're speaking.
How are you doing?
Where are the cameras?
As a ring announcer. I know. I mean, oh wait. I actually asked her,
wait, is that live? Oh wait, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Can confirm was here.
Yeah. Sweet this Jason. Is a ghost speaking. Like I said, I'm an angel.
We got her in via Skype.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Really good audio quality on that Skype.
Yeah. So yeah, every Saturday 9 p.m. channel 13 on cable, channel 53 if your broke ass ain't got it.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Lucha Extreme.
There you go.
It's actually pretty extreme. I'm scared half the time, and one of the wrestlers called me Giggle Panties. So
it doesn't get old.
Yeah.
No, that's a derby name.
Yeah, it is.
It's almost as good as Giggle Dick.
Oh yeah, Giggle Dick.
That's when you like see a guy take off his clothes and you laugh, right?
That's when I just get giggle fit for like no reason.
In one of the episodes, Stacy goes, it just kicks me right in the giggle dick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that was hard.
Hard giggle dick.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey.
My giggle dick can only get so hard.
No. I don't know what happened. I had a stroke. What was right now. That? I had a stroke.
Well then.
I'm not even drinking yet. God damn. I
fix that.
I saw Nana's eyes roll in the back of her head.
Anyway, I play in a band.
Nice.
Which is moderately interesting.
It is.
I play in a ska punk band called For the Record. I play guitar and I sing. I'm so sorry.
Your resume is nowhere near as fascinating as mine.
It's not. The coolest thing I did was I opened a show for Smash Mouth, and that's really... That's like saying I opened up for a washed up one hit wonder band.
No, that's literally what you said.
Vanna Vandal, I'm gonna go on the record for the record. Vanna Vandal is the biggest For the Record fan. I dig them. I dig them so much. I actually was like a fan of their band before I even knew him.
For the record.
Yeah, For the Record. They're awesome.
You guys have anything coming up either you might want to?
July 7th. That's Thursday.
Gotta get this episode out soon.
Oh, I know.
We've got so much to promote. July is just popping for us.
Dude, July is a fucking big deal.
Yeah, it is.
The 7th, we're playing at the Ivy Room for 104.1 is bringing back Homegrown Thursday, which is when they have like a bunch of like local bands and feature them and stuff. And then July 23rd?
July 23rd?
July 23rd is going to be one of two things where I'm either playing in Anaheim at Out of the Park Pizza with a bunch of other really cool ska bands. Or I'm playing with Hawthorne Heights and Reedley.
Ooh, nice.
One of either. Wait. I'm working on both of them.
That's weird. In Reedley?
Wait a minute. Yeah. What the fuck?
You're sure you're not confused because there's like a property settlement called Hawthorne Heights and Reedley?
No, because
like it's a housing development.
Yeah, right? There is.
I'm from Reedley and it's like this big. So
yeah,
I don't know how.
Maybe that's why they chose to play there.
We're going
to
go
maybe.
To...
It's where all their fans are,
you know,
in
what
obscurity.
The venue is?
It's got to be the Wake House.
That's the only place where they can do
music.
The Wake House has been getting much more popular lately.
Yeah, yeah. And my mom bitches about it all the time.
Does she live next
they
door
li-
or something?
Not next door, but like
damn,
in a neighboring...
Playing
God damn it.
With their rock music and...
In like a neighboring community. And I guess like when they started playing music or when they started like doing that and they reopened, like she's like, oh, they've been playing music until midnight and it's so loud and the dogs...
On a Sunday.
I'm trying to perm my mullet and they just...
Oh,
sorry.
God.
Can you perm a mullet?
Hell
yes.
Yeah, you can.
Find out next time.
You can. You can perm
You
a
can
mullet.
Perm anything if you try hard enough.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You can perm your eyebrows.
I perm my leg hairs.
You can perm your eyebrows.
That'd be kind of cool.
Anyway, July 3rd, either in Reedley or Anaheim. I'm talking to promoters right now. This is
July
like in
3rd.
The works.
July 23rd.
July 23rd. Sorry.
Okay.
July like, 23rd, tomorrow. I'm actually playing in San Francisco for a bunch of alcoholics and druggies.
You're doing stuff?
Yeah.
You doing a thing? What's the thing?
Oh, I play in this band called Wishes Were Fishes, and it's just like a jam band, and we play
That's
it.
That's cool.
Yeah, we play in San Francisco a lot. Like, it's crazy how many people know us there. I'm just like, what the fuck?
It's kind of a big deal.
We are, for some reason, and we played a bunch of, like, AA stuff. They have this big old chain of, like, different churches that set up basically drug and alcohol-free parties. and we just go play.
It's not a party.
That's not.
I know, right? Well, it's for all the people that are all washed up, and you know, it's funny, but it's fun because there's always like people. There's always a fight. There's always some dude like hitting on a way too young girl.
Can I get everybody?
Oh, hold on. And then there's always that one dude who like fell off the wagon, and he's in there and just he's like, woo, like the whole time.
Jason, lean in.
So like he's drunk at the thing.
Got it.
Dead air for a selfie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Worth it.
Hold on, let me take a selfie. Hey, I'm probably gonna edit that out because
up, okay, yeah,
because I don't really promote
but
that.
But I do the
band.
Thing every time.
Oh,
why not?
Okay.
I don't know. It's just kind of. It's more like a charity thing, I guess. You know, it's. I don't
but
know.
But it's cool.
It is, but nobody's gonna go watch it.
But you guys are a big deal in San Francisco.
I know.
You gotta be proud of yourself.
In the Alcoholics Anonymous community.
Hey, all those people are gonna leave one day.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's true.
And they'll be like, dude, that band changed my life or something. I don't know.
They're going to be like, this band was so good sober. Just imagine them out of this lifestyle.
Yeah, I know, right? But
this band sucks so bad that even when I got drunk.
That's like such a good compliment, though, to be like, you know what? We had sober people tell us we were awesome. How many bands can say
we're
that?
We're actually in October. Well, I think it's October. Either that or end of September, we were playing at the Carruthers Fair. We play there every year.
What?
Yeah.
Right. Dude.
And then I think this year we're actually getting on the main stage, which will be
nice.
Fun.
Yeah. Dude, Fairgrounds main stage. I just recently performed at the Fresno Fairgrounds stage. Dude,
oh, yeah?
Fairgrounds stages, that's where it's at, man.
They're fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
I just imagine it'd be like super hot, though. Like, I'm
it's
going to be
comfortable.
It is.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Dude, worth it.
I'm a really sweaty drummer. Like, I just, when I play drums, like, I'll play for 5 minutes and then I'm just drenched.
It starts turning into, like, the Blue Man Group where it's just water on the drum bouncing off.
Exactly. And it's so much worse when, like, you're playing outside and it's still fucking hot outside. And it's just, and that's actually, like, one of the reasons why I'm not, because that band's technically a Christian band. So that, I'm going to cut it out. I know, right? It's our lead. Our lead singer is a.
I'm on a mission from God.
Super
you got the crazy nun on roller skates.
I'm actually
that
pretty
would be
religious.
Awesome. I used to be.
Used to be.
Let's have a moment of silence.
Religious.
Wait till he gets. See if he gets struck down by the Lord right now.
I know. I was just waiting.
It was just a pre. It was just we all knew there was
always,
a moment of silence.
He always flinches when he says that.
This picture I've got has some kind of like divine light going on that you can't even see, Matt. So I'd watch what you say.
Do you see the light?
It's all over.
Do you see the light?
Huh?
It's right there.
Jesus H. Christ.
I see it.
The boob-shaped light.
Oh, damn it.
Kind of, now you
can't
unsee it.
A nipple of light.
It is.
Damn it.
Light tit.
It's got a really dark areola.
James Brown
had a baby.
Just comes
it's
out
had a baby.
Of nowhere. Do you see the light?
That was so awesome.
Light.
Okay, so I'm going to do our superhero question again.
Do it.
Even though you already answered, but maybe
before
we
do the superhero question, what's the best door to get to the outside fridge?
You can, yeah, just that one there.
Cool.
Well, then I'll wait.
Thanks. Sorry.
Okay, so we have a question we like to ask all our guests.
Awesome.
And it is, if you could have one superpower, and it can be any superpower you can imagine, but there's only one stipulation. It can't be taken in the comics, books, movies, TV, anything.
Dun, dun,
so it has to be unique to you. What would your superpower be?
Is Donald Trump money? Is that a superpower?
Yes.
All right, then I'll have that.
No, it's already taken.
Wait, what is it?
Just to have as much money as Donald Trump has.
He doesn't have that much money, does he? Mm-hmm.
What the fuck ever? I want Batman money.
There you go.
I just want Kofi's amount.
That's taken.
So, okay.
Okay, we'll give you examples of our superpowers. Okay, so mine.
Sorry, I took it as a general superpower question.
No. Okay, so mine, I would have an exploding high five. So I'd give somebody a high five, and it would turn their body to dynamite, and they would explode.
Poor decision, because then you'd blow up in the process, because it's
nope.
Dynamite. How would you?
I would get drunk and kill everybody. Because I high-five people when
I know.
Drunk.
Yeah, just go to so many.
That's why it's my superpower.
Just kill so many frat bros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go like Wendy Williams on people.
Wait, you can't have that power.
Why?
They did a whole episode of Rocker's Modern Life on that. Yeah,
for
dude, it's
shame.
Gilbert.
Oh my god.
That's Gilbert's deal, dude. Like, he goes around high-fiving people and he like destroys the planet.
Oh my god. My life.
What have you done?
I'm having like an existential crisis.
High five, Jason, high five.
Oh, no.
He was drunk and found that out one night and thought it was the
original
idea.
Oh my god.
This makes me so happy.
I cannot believe myself right now.
Acer Record just went for the record. Oh, Acer Record, Acer Wagner.
Thank you.
You should change your name to Acer Record.
I should. It's going to be my Instagram name from now on.
Oh my God. I can't even right now.
All
right,
like, so for a good example,
I need to rethink my
life. Yeah, so you have to re-answer that.
Yeah. And just like re-edit it into old episodes.
Now. Just think, dude, just like all those alcoholics, you get a second chance at life now.
It's all right. We've come up with so many.
I'm so sad if he's going to cut out that part about the AA stuff because this
I'll
joke is going
to be. I'll leave it in
now. All right, cool.
Yeah. I'll leave it in now.
Leave it in, dude. Promote that shit.
Yeah, man.
Praise him.
I really Will you be a vessel?
That's what Vanna does. Vanna makes people lift their air fingers.
Sure.
All right, I saw that. Everybody just fingered the air right now.
Hold on. I have other... Okay, this would be my backup. Oh, my backup.
We made a mistake.
Now we're never going to talk about
this.
No,
no, Rocco. I remember.
Okay,
there's a
my
scene
backup.
Where one of them goes
my backup
high five.
Power would be a soundtrack, an audible soundtrack that plays anywhere I go all
Family
the
guy.
Time, always.
Family Guy.
King of the Hill.
Simpsons did it.
What the fuck?
Dale Gribble did it. Rusty Shackleford.
Sha-sha-sha.
Well then,
Pakistan.
All right, I'm gonna have to rethink this.
Speaking of Pakistan, one of my powers was that I can pull off tufts on my beard and throw them like pocket sand.
Okay,
but it would grow back immediately.
Okay,
like this Santa Claus.
My main one though was that whenever I took a nap, I would stop time and stop aging.
Can't ruin that one, can you?
Yeah, because the only way you could.
Oh, he's gonna do it.
What the fuck?
He's gonna do it.
You would just live a normal life. You would stop time only for the time that you took a nap.
Yeah.
You would stop time for
to
two
everyone else.
You
would
get
never
like
be
a
asleep.
Year like cumulative tops.
No, it's every time I fall asleep, time around me stops.
No, you so said specifically nap. There's a difference between nap and actual REM sleep.
Boy,
ooh,
that's
he's
fine.
Got a point.
Like every time I will take my 15 to 8
I
hour
hope you
nap.
Know it doesn't matter what you say. I'm just at that point where I'm just gonna shit on
this guy coming in, just wrecking everything. For the record,
well, it was a good attempt.
Yeah, solid power. I mean, you would get more. You would. Just die an older man.
Yeah, that's all I want. All
right, fair enough. These are horseshit powers, by the way.
No, because the
he
best part
an actual decent.
No, because the best part's like
you
I'm
ruined,
at
you motherfucker.
The best part's I'm at work. I'm getting tired. Gonna crawl on my desk, fall asleep. Oh, it was like I picked up my pencil or something, but I actually got a bunch of sleep.
Or you could just see an esthetician.
Okay. All right.
And then we were talking about though we were talking about though how he could fight crime with that power.
What?
Well, how would I attempt to fight crime?
Sleepwalk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. So I would sleepwalk, but the downside of that is that I would do things that a normal sleepwalker would do. So I would just be like putting butter in the oven or like
I was gonna say purses.
Yeah, just put like
try
bunch of Civil War
in
the
no, it would be like okay, our whole superhero group would be fighting some bad guy, and then Matt would go take a nap, and then all of a sudden I would just have all kinds of silverware in my pockets.
Yeah,
because he just puts it there.
What are you doing?
Whole
in
new
Jason
definition
pants?
Of spoon man.
He's sleepwalking.
Spoon man.
Yeah. He's sleepwalking all over these pants.
Oh my god.
So what's yours?
I almost don't want to say.
Yeah, he's gonna ruin it.
I know. Well, my first one. Feel free to go ahead and wreck that because I'm sure that it's already like taken. But summoning birds, any kind of birds, just
birds will
Snow
fuck
White.
You
up. Birds. Snow White did it.
Every Disney princess. Disney princesses did it.
Okay. Yeah, and then my second power that I came up with was the power to be able to like just like look at my monster can here. Monster Energy Drink, sponsor us.
Unleash
look
the beast.
Look at my monster can and not even like by I wouldn't have to pick it up or anything. I would just know how much beverage is in there or if there's like something else. And I can
why
see
you
through
just
aluminum.
Do, why wouldn't you like just do scales in general? Because then you can win like a lot of free ice
so
cream like that.
So here's the thing. We're only picking superpowers so we could remain super lazy but not be noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys are just you just want to be high functioning lazy then.
Right.
Yes.
We're right. Not out there to save the world. Yes. We're out there to make the world a little bit more tolerable, yeah. Tolerable for ourselves.
Well, and then my third power I came up with, which is a little bit more like I could fight or whatever. I can't words today. Oh my god.
You have
like,
Jason's disease.
Yeah, I do. I'm sitting too close to you is the problem.
It's a long box disease. We have this problem there, dude.
Yeah. But I would
I have
be
that
able...
problem everywhere.
Firefly blah blah.
Shut the fuck up. I'd be able to like just fling fingernails, like shoot fingernails like bullets. Just go, pa-pa! And
90% sure that's someone in Mortal
but
Kombat.
Here's,
they would, like,
but here's the awesome thing that I came up with is you'd shoot him out, And like for the like seconds that it doesn't regrow yet, she's just bleeding out of her fingertips like profusely. So she's like, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then they grow back.
And we call her the finger blaster.
Yeah. The name is the best part.
So Vanna, do you have a better superpower than the one you said on Dirty Dowdy Podcast?
I don't even remember what I said that day. I was still like,
I'm high as fuck.
No, actually, I was just really sad about the cat, so I was drunk as fuck. Thank you, Riley.
Oh, yeah, Jason talking about his cat murders.
Yeah, dude, I had two orange creams during that time frame, and I was, yeah. Anyways,
dude, you were sad drunk. That's the worst kind.
It was actually nice. I got over it.
All right, cool.
So
she cried it out.
Yeah, it's got the sugar in it.
That's
so
why
I was
she left
happy
during that segment.
She's yeah, like, I was gone for a good 10 minutes. I was like, I'm just going to cry and hold my dog.
Hey,
that's why
sad,
I bring my
too
dog with me. She's really an emotional support animal.
All right, well, what would your superpower be then?
You know, I think I just want to turn anything that I want into weed. So like,
I like
you have like weed
you
alchemy.
I could just smoke you, yeah. Like I don't like this.
You
person
have to draw a transmutation circle. And you're just, it turns
yeah
into weed.
And then since she got three, I'm just assuming all girls get three. You know,
yeah,
I'm gonna
sure
play the feminism
card. Yeah, they usually
card
get more than guys.
My second one would be to just like to be able to save anyone's soul. I think they call it Christianity,
oh,
but like,
God,
but I want it to work.
But would it be great if you
like I just want to touch people and be like, you love Jesus,
no,
and it is
if
done.
No, it'd be great if you just like killed him right then, but their soul was
yeah
saved, like,
and
just
then
right instantly.
Yeah, there's a caveat right there.
It's a mercy
no
killing.
Just instant rapture.
No.
Instant rapture.
Instant rapture.
Yeah, no.
That is awesome.
No, that would be the third
pile
one
of clothes.
That would be the third one. And that would be for people who, like, you know their soul's not right, so you're just like, let's just end this shit right now. You weren't going anywhere with this.
You're welcome.
Let's just speed up the process. Welcome
you
to eternal
favor
life. Yeah, that's it. You know, just weed and Jesus, man.
I'm just imagining Jesus.
I'm a simple girl. I'm a simple girl.
Bong rips for Jesus.
I'm imagining she's going to go rapture people, and you just see, like, a suit and, like, Donald Trump's toupee on the ground.
He got the
hair can't come with him.
We like find him like later in a field, and like Jesus, like when Jesus comes back, he's like, nah, dude, fuck that, we don't want him.
Yeah,
hell doesn't want him. Nobody wants
where
him.
Where
yeah
do
he
we
just lives
right
forever.
All
right,
so Asa,
I've come up with nothing. My one that I wanted was that I wanted like
you were too busy ripping ours down.
Well, yeah, because I can't come up with anything myself. I was like, I really want to be able to like drink beer. And I guess it's like my, I would be like projectile vomit.
Oh, God.
But then I'm like, that's Bo Righto's thing from Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Like, that's, fuck. And I'm like, what if I get really, really drunk? No, that's Barney from The Simpsons.
And a lot of other people.
And then like, I started thinking about more and I'm just like, I'm pretty sure some Asian kid on the internet's already said it already. So now I'm like, I got fucking nothing.
Everything's been done.
By some Asian kid on the internet.
Exactly.
I'm really sad about my high five thing. Like, seriously.
Good.
I was proud of that one.
Rocko
uh-oh, we got secrets
all
going on over here. Secrets
no
don't
make
sense.
I think Ace's secret super, I think his superpower that he needs to think of is to just not like Nickelback anymore.
Oh my God.
Why have, not even true.
Yes, why, it is.
He plays ska and he likes Nickelback.
Yeah, dude, I'm the epitome of bad music. That's what I want my superpower to be. I just want to like good music.
Why don't you just rapture him right now? Get
I'm
it over with.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to save him.
Just
I'm
do the rest of the world a solid. No one needs to be exposed to For the Record anymore.
What's your opinion of Creed?
With all yeah, yeah, my yeah old Brianna. That's how I accept Jesus. I don't know. I'm trying to tie into her thing.
My shirt wide open.
Okay, here's the thing. Creed, Scott Stapp, everyone left Scott Stapp in Creed to make another band called Alter Bridge, which sucked marginally less.
Gonna be
now
worse.
So really, I had no opinion on them. I don't know. I don't care.
And everything was in D.
Wasn't their lead singer an alcoholic?
Probably.
He was a lot
I don't know. He was a lot
he
of
had,
things.
Like, some rage
he has,
issues.
He has, that, yeah. He has that hot dog person skin.
Hot dog skin.
It's not me who did the spit take. First time
not even
ever
like a boiled hot dog, like
no,
a microwave
like,
hot
yeah
dog.
Yeah, just like that wrinkly like leftover hot dog.
Like, you know, 30 seconds on high
like
in the
like,
microwave.
Like,
but then
like,
you leave it sitting out all night, like you fall asleep before you eat
yeah,
it.
No, it's like the 7-Eleven hot dog.
Not even, because those are rotated and somewhat grilled.
I'm
talking paper towel.
I'm so satisfied with this episode. We need to just stop now.
I think we're I have done to pee from laughter.
I gotta pee too, actually.
Let's go on
I
a
think,
laughter pee
I
break.
I think this
you guys
is a good time
to
take
too
a little
pee
break.
Yeah, pee break. I thought you said you didn't have notes, but you said you weren't.
Yeah, what is this? A professional podcast?
Right? I don't know.
Here I was getting relaxed.
No,
I wrote my long box.
I just wrote notes for like, you know, to stuff for to talk about. I can't words. I can never words.
Tends to be a problem.
Can someone open this for me?
Pobrecito.
Pobrecito.
Hey, I sold a flute in Spanish today, so you know what? Fuck y'all.
Where do you work?
I work at a music store in Visalia.
Which one?
White's Music Center.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's where I bought my trumpet.
I used to.
You want to play in a ska band?
No, like in high school. I only did it to get out of.
He was being serious.
No, I was.
You're in a ska band now, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, dude.
I was gonna say it. Like, I should have brought my trumpet today so I could play the Blues Brothers because I still have the sheet music for that.
Oh hell yeah!
Oh, that would have made my day. You didn't do that.
It's at my parents' house.
They live in Kingsburg.
I used to play trumpet for like nine years.
Fuck,
never mind.
I believe
it's not important.
I played trumpet for 9 years.
No, I haven't played it for 9 years.
Oh, well, fuck it.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally all muscle memory.
Weird story was that my lip like gave out 1 year and I could not play my trumpet. It was bizarre.
They call that limp lip.
I have a story like that, but it doesn't involve a trumpet.
Let's hear it.
It's cunnilingus.
That's, yeah.
Tongue tornado. That's
That sounds terrible.
You got tongue tied.
But talk about a tongue twister, am I right?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome to me.
Are you talking about the dog that bit you?
Talk about that.
Have you ever had your pepper cracked?
What does that even mean?
I love cracked pepper.
It's basically just giving your dick Indian burn.
Is that a lemon squeezy?
No.
Why would...
You don't give your own dick Indian burn. And
Someone else gives your dick Indian burn.
And you use lube.
The sock you use gives your dick Indian burn.
So it's just like having sex with a really tight person who's really wet.
No, it's... You know, you crack the pepper. You do this.
It's like an Indian burn?
It's nice.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, for you guys can't see it at home, but imagine like some... like
Indian burn.
Yeah, an Indian bird, but on your wiener? Nothing about that sounds appealing. Why would you ever do that?
With lube, it's
awesome.
What
kind of vindictive wasteland do you live in?
With lube?
It's awesome.
No!
It's awesome.
Hey, masochists exist.
Welcome to Touch Your Dick Cast.
No, I don't do it to myself. All right?
That's why it's weird.
I pay women to do it. I'm not going to go on with that.
Smart. Is she listening? Is she listening?
I know.
She never listens.
No.
That's the problem. She never listens.
That's why he's over here getting in him. Some deep shit.
I can't tonight, baby.
That's some separate bed shit.
Welcome to Relationship Cast. Am I doing it right?
Yes.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Just whatever we derail the show with, it's that cast.
Got it.
Derail cast.
Welcome to Trainwreck Cast.
Trainwreck
Cast. Every time.
That's just our podcast, yeah. I think around the third time of having Rob Weeks on our show, we just kind of gave up, and then we were like, this is our show.
Yeah, and like a ginger, he sucked the soul out of our show.
Yeah.
He says he knows me. I've never met the dude.
All right.
Jason, your toe's been green for like 3 months. What the hell?
Right?
It doesn't come
off.
Yeah.
Or gangrene.
Oh my God, I think we have the same toenail polish color.
Oh my God.
No, I actually want to see, and it might be because I'm high, but I'm like, I got to see this. No, mine's lighter.
I will fight you.
Yeah, hers is more Easter, yours is more Christmas.
Yeah.
But thank Jesus either way.
Solid.
We have a theme for this show. Apparently.
It's like we're on a mission from God or something.
I know. Hey, remember that one time you invited us to drive out here to talk about...
We watched a movie.
Vanna's favorite movie of all time ever because she's the illegitimate daughter of John Belushi. Probably.
Aren't we all?
Juliet Jake, actually. That's my daddy.
I take Abraham Moore.
Are you my father?
No, just your cousin, probably. Brother, probably.
Brother, cousin.
You're Mexican, so you could be my father.
Literally, probably. You could be my father for all I know.
No. Reuniting families on that
movie
podcast.
Well, I did want to go to ministry.
Welcome to Family Cast.
So we watched the movie.
That's yes. Cool,
God
sorry.
Damn it.
So it was actually released June 20th, 1980. And it's been my favorite movie since as long as I could remember. I was born in 1990.
This is Blues Brothers.
Yeah. And pretty much just Juliet Jake gets out of prison and he's picked up by his brother Elwood in a cop car. And they go to go see the penguin, which is the nun of the orphanage that they were raised in. And she pretty much tells them, look, we need $5,000 or the shit's closing down. And so they're like, we got it. And then she's like, we don't want your dirty money. And he was like, well, then I guess you're really up shit creek.
And she beats the shit out of him.
Yeah, and it's probably one of the best scenes ever.
We'll get into that. Let's do the top bill cast.
I started synopsis. John Landis, 1980, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd.
Okay.
All right. So.
God damn it.
After that very eloquently worded intro from Vanna.
Synopsis.
Yes.
The thing.
Partial synopsis. You were going to tell the whole fucking story of the whole movie, though.
No, I wasn't.
You know you would.
Yeah, you were.
If we didn't stop you, you would just keep going.
And then what happened?
I was going to say what happened.
And then I ended up at this place, and they asked me to say the movie, so then I started talking, and then I told them that this
And then they told me to shut up, and I don't know what's going on.
Are y'all
going to
fucking stop her anytime soon? Like, she's just going to keep going.
Nah.
All right. The Blues Brothers, 1980. Action, comedy, crime? Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah, there actually was a lot of crime. Jake Blues, just out from prison, puts together his old band to save the Catholic home from where... That is horribly worded.
Jake
from
Blues!
From where he and brother Elwood were raised.
There we go.
Yes, top build cast.
All right. Top build cast, John Belushi as Juliet Jake Blues, Dan Aykroyd as Elwood Blues, James Brown as Reverend Cleophas James, Cab Calloway as Curtis, Ray Charles as Ray, huh? Aretha Franklin, which just surprised the fuck out of me when she started singing as Miss Murphy.
Well, it's pre-recorded.
You better think about it. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Think.
Steve Cooper as Steve, the Colonel. Cropper. Donald Dunn as Donald Duck Dunn.
These are the actual band members from the actual Blues Brothers.
Murphy Dunn as Murph Dunn. Willie Hall as Willie Too Big Hall. Tom Malone as Tom Bones Malone. Lou Marini as Blue Lou Marini. Matt Murphy as Matt Guitar Murphy. Alan Rubin as Alan Mr. Fabulous Rubin. Surprised by me was Carrie Fisher as Mysterious Woman. Henry Gibson is head Nazi, John Candy. There's a lot of fucking people in this movie that are great.
Yeah, this, I mean, this is a freaking all-star
Twiggy,
cast.
It was ridiculous. Charles Napier, Paul Reuben,
Pee-wee Herman.
Oh, I know.
Shaka Khan.
Yeah, and it's so funny because that was like before Shaka Khan even got big.
That was like 30 seconds of just her.
Yeah, of her just like, oh, in the choir, and that's
shaking
it.
Shaking her head.
And then all of a sudden she's like a huge pop star later. Yeah. It's crazy.
Want to do the tagline stays?
Oh, yeah. Hold on one sec. Oh, they'll never get caught. They're on a mission from God. Anyway.
This movie, oh my God. Like.
Oh my God.
I saw this movie when I was, I can't believe my parents let me watch this because I know you guys don't know.
Like the 10 movies that they actually let you watch.
I know you guys don't know this, but like I grew up in a super sheltered household, and if it wasn't like a Jesus movie, I couldn't watch it.
Vegetarian.
So I guess this technically counts?
I guess, yeah. And I remember it wasn't the edited version. Like I had the DVD and everything.
It's a nice movie about some nice boys that want to save
They're on
orphanage.
A mission from Gad.
Yeah.
And I watched it when I was
when
like.
He says Gad.
Yeah.
I watched it when I was like 12, and I think I might have gotten it from a friend, but my parents were like, okay, because I was just getting into drums and stuff, and...
Oh, a nice, wholesome music movie.
Yeah,
these
I know, right?
Kids are, these brothers are on a mission from God.
And it like, shaped my whole, like, because I was already into, like, all that kind of, you know, like that soul music and all that kind of stuff.
All that jazz.
And so, yes. that was the first kind of stuff I started playing was jazz. And then after that, I started playing like Tower Power and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, regardless, this like shaped my whole musical taste from about 12 to like, well, actually, I still like that music, but I solely listened to that kind of music till I was like maybe 19. And it was just amazing. And so like watching this movie again now is just like huge nostalgia trip. It was crazy.
Yeah, the soundtrack is something else.
It was great because
so and everybody plays their own instruments.
Yeah,
oh,
and they did all the singing and stuff.
That
was surprising
part.
That Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi actually sang
their
parts.
Yeah,
and
they did, and they wrote the lyrics.
Just
a
the
lot of times.
The fact that such a huge movie came from an SNL sketch is insane.
Yeah,
and all
goals.
The other SNL movies.
Hey,
well, most of the SNL movies are.
I was
terrible.
Gonna say Wayne's World is.
Hey, Coneheads.
It's cool, but oh god.
Okay. But Blues Brothers was a movement. Like, there's actually bands, like in Fear and Fresno, like the Mofo Party Band actually cites them as, a, like, an influence, you know?
Well, the Blues Brothers is an actual band. It's a super group of all these other studio musicians from all kinds of other bands.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was blown away by the music on this. Also, this is the first time I've watched the movie.
Really?
Yeah,
same.
So,
same,
I made
dude.
Him watch it for the first time, like, and I loved looking at it. I wish I could have. You should have told me that. I like genuinely like looking at people's faces while they watch stuff.
And this has definitely been on my list. It's just weird. One I've never gotten to, and I'm happy I watched it for sure. Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like over 2 hours?
It did, in a way, just because to me the chase scene was a little too long. And yeah, also drinking.
That's where Grand Theft Auto got its whole concept from.
Seriously.
Like, the military comes out. Hut, hut, hut.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering too. That's
looking at five stars.
Yeah, that is my favorite part, though, is the hut, 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 hut. But yeah, just the. It seemed more like a musical to me overall, I guess. It's not as musical as a musical would be.
It's a movie with music in it.
Yeah.
It is not a musical.
And dance numbers and all this stuff, but it was awesome.
Like with Aretha breaking out into.
Yeah.
Fucking choreographed song.
Dude, if you actually hang out with black chicks, that's normal.
Oh my God.
That's normal. I mean, I know you're a white girl. You want to come to Fresno, hang with me and my girls. I got you.
Oh, hey, yeah. I live in Fresno. That works.
Yeah, we'll go take you to Fab. We'll go dancing.
But back to the Aretha Franklin thing, a little cool fact about my family is that my family's from Chicago, and they were actually scoping out restaurants to film that, and my grandmother owned a restaurant in Chicago, and John Belushi actually pointed out and said we should check this place out. Unfortunately, it was not the one in the movie because her restaurant was way smaller, but they live 3 blocks away from where the bridge opens up, so they're right there when all that stuff was happening.
No way.
And John
so
Belushi
they saw
was,
the car flip?
I don't know if they were there when they recorded, but John Belushi was actually in my grandmother's restaurant when they were about to film. So just, I always thought that was a really neat little story.
That's so cool. And that's why you look like him.
Yes, because that's when he banged my grandma. And actually, my grandma's my mom. I don't know how that story works.
Well, your grandmother
well, no,
already
dude,
had
you
your
got,
mom
you just
at the
got
time.
The nose.
Like. Yeah.
It's the Belushi family knows.
If you guys can get a picture of him, like, can you just dress like that for Halloween? Like,
I was being.
Look,
oh
she's your
God.
Elwood. She's your Elwood.
She's
there
got,
you go.
She's got
nine times today. She's already suggested. This.
I was saying throughout this whole damn movie, like,
hey,
I want
hey,
to
hey,
be Blues Brothers for Halloween. I've got the hots for John Belushi. You look like
hold
him.
Hold on.
Do this fucking.
I'll
shit.
I'll be Elwood. You be Jake.
No, fuck you. We're doing this.
You would not make a good Elwood.
Oh my God.
You're way too short. Elwood. You're too short.
I'm gonna throw you down.
You're
right
too
now.
Short. I will fight you, Stacy, right there in the backyard.
Jason, you need to stop trying to steal my boyfriend. God damn it. You're married with kids, okay? You can't have him.
They made a whole sitcom about your life. But
boys,
like,
boys, stop fighting over me.
He's like my dream guy.
He is the Latina.
No, don't fight over me.
He's saying,
you're
like,
loving
stop,
every
stop,
minute
don't
of this.
Fight.
Okay,
yeah.
wait. Like, I got this. I got this. Yeah. All right. You be Jake, you be Elwood, and I'll be Carrie Fisher.
I was so glad you didn't say
it's Kismet.
No, you could be John Goodman in 2000.
I haven't
Why
seen
not
that
John
movie ever.
Just be John Candy in this one.
Yeah, you
there you
be
go.
John Candy.
But you got to grow a mustache.
Yeah, oh man, give me a year.
And an orange wig. And an orange wig.
Oh, maybe I should be John Candy.
Because you can grow a mustache.
Because I grow
than
it faster
me?
Than you. Yeah.
Oh man. So let's talk about the opening scene. Okay.
All right. So we watched this. What's today?
Saturday. Well,
Saturday.
I think it's Sunday
it
now, actually.
Yeah, we watched it on Thursday.
Yeah, so we watched it on Thursday. That was the first time I've ever seen this movie ever. And I remember, like, as the opening scene, like, kind of unfolded, I was telling Vanna, I was like, I know we're, like, a minute and a half into this movie, but, like, I already love just the I don't watch a lot of movies. I just know what I like, and I love the cinematography and just how everything kind of, like,
that's
all the camera angles and
right.
how everything just kind of unfolded.
That was most prevalent to me with the nun, when she's at the top of the staircase and, you know, the camera's
yeah,
pointing out
yeah.
at her. That's kind of
when
it got me.
That's one thing I wanted to say.
You pointed out.
That's one thing I wanted to say, actually. This is, okay, I caught a lot of flack for, we watched They Live, and they had so many fucking establishing shots in the beginning of that movie, and I was just like, I don't want to watch this movie. But this one is a perfect example of a movie with a slow intro that's actually engaging.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not fast-paced at all. There's no action, but it's just you watch and you find out what's happening, and it's not
and
just
what
like,
it's like to be released from prison.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like you
I
know
what
those
a prophylactic was when I was 8 years old. Mom, why is it soiled?
Yeah. Oh God. Well, you see.
It looked like a crumpled candy wrapper. I want a prophylactic.
That's like when I was telling my uncle that I wanted to live in a condom when I was older. Because I thought it was a big condominium.
You almost did.
You wanted to preemptively abort yourself.
No, you busted right through that.
I did. My will to live was so strong, and then it just all went away.
He was on a mission from God. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, the jokes.
But seriously,
I can see that.
Seriously, like it was so awesome because I mean, you know, I haven't seen this for years. From the moment I started watching it, it was like watching it for the first time again, and it was amazing because. Yeah, because a lot of 80s movies had really long, slow intros, and I hate them. But this one was awesome. I mean, it was just always something new, and you're trying to figure out what's going on.
You must hate porn.
I just fast forward.
Yeah.
It is the rule of minutes. Yeah. It's 20 minutes long, you skip the first four.
You can fast forward?
Yeah.
What are you, a peasant that still buys porn on VHS?
You can fast forward on VHS.
Yeah, but it takes longer.
But when you do it on DVD, it just skips entire scenes. And you're like, well, how did that end up in her mouth?
Now I got to go back to the main menu, title menu.
I'm okay with this.
I'm lost.
And then, like, you get to the end of it, and it's just like, did he fucking fix the pipe or what?
It's okay.
How did she get to Dallas?
Why do they call her Deep Throat?
I wanted to know how the pizza tasted.
Is this about Watergate?
Welcome to Richard Nixon cast. Welcome to Dick cast while we're on the topic of porn.
Yeah. So, every cast is Dick cast.
All right, so going back to the intro though.
Are you talking about Periscope?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Periscoping.
I almost spit out beer.
Again.
It's a sin.
Damn it, Bobby.
Butterfree.
So going back to the
I'm
opening.
Okay, Dan.
One of the fun facts about the opening is when they do the establishing shot of the prison, they're in the helicopter, and the actual prison guards of that actual prison shot at the helicopter filming.
Oh my
God.
Thought
they were spying on them, like trying to get the layout.
Like they weren't notified that there's going to be a weird
so
helicopter
they got
flying
shot
around.
At?
Yeah, the helicopter
cool.
actually got shot at.
That's so punk rock. That is.
That's so punk rock, man.
It's metal.
Oy. That's so
oh,
G. That's
no,
so
it's punk rock.
That's so 3 stars on GTA.
GTA, yeah.
Yeah.
At least they didn't have the homing rockets. We watched a movie. Let's
yeah, we're
talk
on
about
there.
It. It was a good movie.
It was.
So opening shot.
And
cinematography.
We don't have to go beat by beat here or anything, but oh man, I fucking love this movie, and I forgot that there was so many big names in it, and one of the big ones was Blue Lou, which was hilarious because I saw him live with some other band in Fresno like when I was 15, and I don't know why that stuck with me because I can't remember what band it was, but then all of a sudden I see him in this movie and I'm like, holy fuck, that's the guy! And then I Googled him and did all this stuff.
He was number
that's
one.
So
yeah. But like out of all the other band members, like that was the guy that like really stuck with me. I don't know why. It was that mustache. That mustache is magical.
Mustache.
Mine was Donald Duck Dunn because I'm like he plays bass and he smokes at the same time.
Oh, I know.
Goals.
Man, I've always had a thing where I've always wanted to like smoke a cigarette and then have it like in my guitar, like under my strings, like just holding it.
So you like, just bring like, your guitar like up to smoke it.
Or what's that? I don't know. It was like, I saw it like Slash was in like a magazine ad. Or something, and he had like a cigarette
so cool.
just hanging like under like his strings near his headstock, and I'm like, "That's fucking awesome! I want to do that."
Nah, the bassist from Huey Lewis and the News did that first.
Tip to be square.
So I was getting confused by Matt in there because I thought for a while he was Apollo Creed, but then I found out I was racist.
God damn it!
Speaking of Huey Lewis and the News, if you guys ever do American Psycho, can like I come back because that's
sure.
like that's yeah. like my favorite movie.
I wanna
that's
do
like
that
our
movie.
Movie.
Yeah, that's
it's
that's
like
our...
so romantic. He calls me in every what do you call?
And then,
what did you call
so,
me? Patricia
that
Bateman.
That sounds more like yeah. threatmantic.
No,
than
I actually his skincare routine. Mine is even more steps than
like
that
she,
every
like,
morning.
When we first started talking, that was like she said that she's like
focus
yeah we
asshole.
Have like the same stop it. She's like we have the same skincare routine. I'm like oh tell me more. Sometimes when I like ask her out to like go on a date, I'm like thinking Dorzia. It's about 8 o'clock.
I gotta return some
after
movie tapes.
Videotapes.
Videotapes,
you peasant.
Movie tapes.
Anyway, back to American Psycho Cast.
I don't
even
know what tapes better.
I don't even know what those are anymore. Those bricks that played the pictures sounds.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I'm so lost.
All right, so Vanna, this was your choice. Why what does Blues Brothers mean to you?
Everything.
Next cop out answer.
No, like, because honestly, like, in the name of this movie, like, it's like that line where it's like, this place has got everything. That movie has everything. Like,
seriously,
it really does. I'm a huge, like, I don't know. I guess there's three musicians talking right now. Asa, you, myself. I used to play in a punk band too before this fucker.
What do you play?
I played guitar and then I play bass. Bassist at heart. I did jazz band for a while.
Nice.
You know, in the educational
system.
Yeah,
and he played instruments, so I didn't have to do PE. That's the only reason why. I had no passion.
I did musical theater, so y'all probably hated me.
Yeah. I did that too, so I was extra worse. I was like, yeah.
I'm better than all you guys because I do both.
Not even. I went to Cynthia Merrill too, so I was like playing bass and doing ballet at the same time.
I
want to
punch you so hard right now. I'm just kidding.
You're making all kinds
of noise
tonight.
You could
have
been the rock and roll Lindsay Sterling.
I don't know who that is.
What? You don't know who Lindsay Sterling is?
No.
What? Really?
I don't.
Lindsay Sterling cast. Anyway.
Mega lost points. So for him, it's Nickelback, and for you, it's not knowing her, who Lindsay Sterling is.
Lindsay Sterling is a really bitchin' violinist who also is really good at dancing around on stage.
Yeah. At the same time.
Well, and she like does like
okay,
Legend of
I
Zelda
did ballet
shit.
Point. Mm. I did on point stuff, and I think that's that bitch from YouTube, and her feet were sickle. If it is who I think it was, her feet. I'm sorry, but I'm an Abby Lee Miller when it comes to dance. Like, I did not take 10 years of classical on
explain
point.
Who that is,
I was the sugar plum fairy. Okay, you know what, you peasants? Know, right? That is Abby Lee Miller, the world's best choreographer from the Abby Lee Dance Company, from Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. And even though she does not have the physical capacity to do half the moves that she tells people to do, I'm just saying, you can be sad, but your feet can't be bad.
Oh, Jason, but it's okay when you ramble on about...
I'm sorry, but you guys are yelling at me for music. Not knowing who this peasant dancer is, and I'm sorry, but her feet are sickle, and it makes me sick.
Cool.
You know whose feet weren't sickle is the dance moves in the Ray's music scene of the Blues Brothers. That, let's talk about that dance
okay,
scene.
Okay, yes! That was one of my favorite scenes, was that whole dance scene. It was just amazing.
I just love Ray Charles.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I love Ray Charles.
Ray Charles is doing Ray Charles
especially
shit.
Ray Charles with a gun.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want one of those as my alarm system. Yeah.
Hey, Vanna, what did I say when we were looking for this place?
I was
really
high.
You were there. You were there. We were looking. Okay, so. Like,
it wasn't you have hot fudge all over your face.
It was not. I could see. It was. Anyway. God, donut. So we're trying to find which house this was because none of y'all fucking believe in house numbers, by the way.
The house numbers are there.
No, yeah, they're not. I have
they're there
house.
When you're like fucking right next to them. So I'm like, I was like, it's kind of dark. It's like 9 o'clock ish in the evening. And I'm like, I feel like Ray Charles up in this bitch. I can't see shit.
That reminds me of my favorite Twitter account, which is Stevie Wonders, and it's just button mashing.
I love it.
But that's awesome.
I told you my Stevie Wonder story, right?
No.
I haven't told you my Stevie Wonder story.
You know
okay.
what's, you know what's, just really quick before we get off the subject of Ray, how fucked up is it that he cheated on his woman? Like, he couldn't even tell if she was prettier than her. Like, that gives me no faith in men at all. Like, oh, why did you cheat on me with that fat whore? Her wrist was softer.
Maybe he didn't know he was cheating.
Oh, he
knew. He found a hole and was like, I think this is right.
Like all the holes feel different. All holes are different. All
to
holes
be
matter.
Fair, he was probably like totally
it's
fucked up.
It's all the same
on heroin.
In the dark, dude.
Either way, that's some fucked up
that's
shit.
Fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah bro, men. Totally. Yeah. Stick it in me.
So Stevie Wonders, yeah.
Anyway, so because I work in a music store, I get to go to the NAMM show. I don't.
Oh, my God.
Fucking NAMM?
I've been there. I've been there three times.
Of course, I love
no
know.
Shit.
Yeah. Lucky. Did you go when Rancid played?
No, I did not. I'm actually pretty salty about that. Anyway, I went to the NAMM show and I was there. And as I was walking like through the through Hall B, I believe it's at the Anaheim Convention Center. If you don't know where that is,
across the street from Disneyland.
Bingo.
We go to Comic Con.
We go to WonderCon.
And WonderCon. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, WonderCon. So like we're I'm
nerds.
Just,
hell yeah!
Different movie.
Actually, like cosplay.
So I'm fucking walking through Hall B, and there's just like this just crowd of just this exodus kind of just like moving through. And I'm like, I look back and I'm like, all right, there's like a fucking bunch of people. And like, there's like Stevie, it's what ends up happening is that there's like a circle around one guy. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And in the middle was Stevie Wonder walking with like his like wife and like his assistant or something. And I'm like, oh, that's Stevie Wonder. All right, cool. So I go and follow him. This is back in 2012.
Dude, I was there.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's it's funny. Not like I would have fucking seen you. Like, well, there's like 80 bazillion people
there. Yeah, but he's a giant ass person over there.
So he would have seen him.
Maybe I saw you. I don't know. Anyway,
one point I was talking to Bootsy Collins, and I'll tell that story. It was really funny.
All right, cool. I don't want to take up too much time. Like, I've already fucking derailed this enough.
Was he there with Poo Poo Man?
No, it was Bootsy Collins by himself.
Anyway, so I'm like, oh, hey, that's Stevie Wonder. That's like the first like famous person I've seen today that like I give a shit about. Like, the guys from Slayer were there, and I'm like, all right. Kerry King, you suck. Yeah. The fuck ever.
Oh, man. We're going to get assaulted by Slayer fans, and that's dangerous.
Slayer!
Me being one of them, you guys aren't leaving
I like Slayer.
Alive.
High five.
She's going to start carving through
I love Jesus and I love Slayer.
That's right.
Can you do both?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Porque
no los dos.
Why not?
Get you a girl that can do both.
All going to
meet Hey! Anyway, so I follow him. In 2012, like, the big thing was that you can run a mixing board from, like, an iPad. Like, it was just like a big app, like that was like the new like innovation and things. Mm-hmm. And so they're they take I forgot what booth it was, but they were showing Stevie Wonder like all the cool features and shit. And his assistant to him was like it was like a live thing. His assistant is like, oh, you know, you can like change your levels here, like, you know, you can add like reverb, chorus, like all these effects and shit.
Just press this piece of glass. He
he like puts the iPad in his hands. He's like, why the fuck did you bring me here? I can't see shit, dude. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
I just saw Stevie Wonder admit that he was blind to someone that knows he's blind. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so that's my Stevie Wonder story. Anyway.
All right, so I got to tell my Bootsy Collins story. Okay, it's funny. So, all right, I'm walking around the floor, and there's a camera crew there. Thanks.
It's fair.
It's good. So there's a camera crew, and they're like talking to him and like having a quick interview. And they're like, hey, how are you looking the NAMM show? And he's like high as fuck. And he's just like, hey, man, you know, it's really cool to come
That's
out.
That's offensive.
And do this NAMM show. And it's really cool.
This
all
is
these
why I
people.
Lost their Rudy Doty.
Anyway, he says, he just like says this spiel, and then he's like, all right, thanks. And he walks away, and I'm standing right there, and he just like walks up to me, and I'm like, hey, Bootsy Collins. And I shook his hand. He's like, hey, man, it's really cool that all these people come out to the NAMM show. It says the exact same thing to me. It's like, he was so blown that he's just like, all right, just keep it together. Just say this one thing and move on.
Just copy
and say your line. Just say your line and go.
Yeah, I was like, I just witnessed that. Anyway, that was it.
So anyway, we're talking about a movie.
Okay, so
yes.
Where were we?
I don't know. Who
so
cares?
That movie has everything.
As
a comedian, I just, you know, John Belushi was kind of it for me. I didn't grow up with a father figure for most of my life until recently. That sounds really bad, but like,
wow.
My mom
Welcome
died
back
and
to Heavy Cast.
My mom died, and I was just like, I guess I should start talking to my dad again. So yeah, you know, it happens. But a cool story though, I actually was at Universal Studios for my 22nd birthday, and they have like a Blues Brothers Revue musical show, and I was, you know, bending over and shaking my tail feather. And they got me on stage, and I got to dance with their version of the Blues Brothers, which were actually, they do a really good job over there at Universal Studios. I don't know if it's still a show there, but pretty much made my life. I got to dance on stage with Jake and Elwood, and I was so high, I really felt like it was Aretha Franklin. Like, that's the best thing about, like, going to theme parks on weed, is, like, you're just really there. Like, when I'm on Space Mountain, I'm a fucking astronaut. I am an astrophysicist just qualified to do this. You guys are all safe. I'm here. and then the whole religious factor, like, I don't know, like, I just, like, faith, the whole, I mean, that's an underlying factor in the film, and I just really, really like that. Plus, like, they cuss. Like, it's like, you could be both. Like, why not both?
Yeah, that's kind of what I liked about it, was they had that fear of God in them.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're real.
Well, Jake
they were Catholic.
Elwood yeah. didn't really.
No, Elwood was like, we got to see the penguin. Elwood was the
yeah.
initiator.
That's true.
He's
okay,
the Jesus
yeah.
enabler.
He was the one that
kind of
set
he
up
He didn't
the,
see the light. I
how
mean,
awesome,
he was like, what light?
How awesome was it that he was stealing things from every place they ever went to?
Oh, right.
That was so awesome.
That was the best. But it all had like a story in the end. Like the
yeah.
tires blew up.
Yeah.
And
although, why stealing the belts from... all those V belts that he stole from the gas station.
He
that
was
never
just
came
being
into
prepared.
Play.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see that.
He's just a fucking klepto. He's just a klepto. No, they were V-belts, like, for motors.
Or when they're,
I work at a hardware store.
Or when they're running through the mall. Or when they're running through the mall and Elwood's just naming all these stores and he gets excited about baby clothes. Like, you just know he's stolen baby clothes before. Baby clothes.
Just like when he got excited for Pier 1.
The enthusiasm, right.
Ooh, Pier 1. I didn't understand why the cops drove, like, directly into the Pier 1 when that they, like, was kept on going right by it. They've just rolled, like,
How about their tire? None of their tires had any traction whatsoever. They're just drifting
all over the place.
Yeah,
like the 85 car pileup. Yeah.
New Oldsmobiles are in this year.
Yeah. New Olds.
That was so funny.
To me, the cops in this were basically stormtroopers because they couldn't drive into shit. They couldn't shoot.
They broke their watch. That's where Carrie Fisher learned how to shoot, apparently, because she shot all around them at the very end. Like,
no, that was just her stormtrooper training.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She learned how to shoot from the stormtroopers. Yeah.
I love it because, like, they never mention her name and, like, it's not until the end. And my favorite is because, like, I was going to beauty school and I was like, I really want to work somewhere called Curl Up and Die.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite stories.
Just want to, like, paint my nails while looking at flamethrowers. Watch out, guys. It was all filmed at Universal Studios too. Like, I went on the studio tour last year.
The backlot tour.
Yeah, and it's always, like, really cool to see, like, the scene where they have, like, the transient place that they get blown up, and I'm like, that's where they blew up. And then you see, like, they show you how the bricks are made of foam, and they just use sound, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
They didn't actually
take the magic away.
So you mean
away.
They didn't actually drive through a brick
they
wall?
They didn't get harmed.
No.
Oh man,
Carrie Fisher really didn't blow that building up. Yeah. It was
movie's stifling. Ruined. Don't like it.
It's not enough real for me.
5 out of 7, perfect score. I went to the Universal when I was like 11 or 12. I thought it was the one cool thing related that I saw there was that they had the car.
They still have it.
Yeah,
I hug it every year. Yeah. I go and I take a picture and I hug it and people look at me weird and then I make my niece and nephew stand in front of it.
I don't know what this is. Do it.
Hug it. Kiss it. Kiss it. Use tongue.
Sound like an English monarch talking about his ring.
So you went on the tour. Did they have more of, like, the? I'm assuming you're older than me. So did they have it? Like, was it more relevant? Did it just come out?
What? Because, like I said, it wasn't since I was 11 that I've been there. So this was still older shit. They still, like, I don't know if they have Backdraft over there, but Backdraft was part of it.
Backdraft.
This is back. They still had the Back to the Future ride over there.
Oh shit, that's the Simpsons ride now.
Yeah, so that's not there anymore. E.T. was out of service, but it was still there. I can't remember.
Now it's the Mummy ride, and they got rid of it.
I got a funny story about that, too. The Indiana Jones one was pretty intense, because my dad's eyes almost got poked out by one of the snakes that pops out by the walls.
What? I heard that they had to fix that.
Was it his
big one at the end that goes to the right?
That's the exact one.
Yeah, because, like, its head would droop after, like, the fifth.
I used to be able to touch it. I used to be able to touch that snake
randomly.
Well, people used to take the apple out of the Snow White, the witch. They used to, like, just take the apple, and so they were like, we'll just use
it. They're going
to
die. Don't do that.
They wanted to die.
One time we went on a trip to Universal Studios, and our pastor, it was a church thing, and our pastor actually, you know, like, when you go through the ride, E.T. will, like, point at you and, like, say names of people. They take your name at the beginning.
And your photo.
Well, he put Jesus down as his name.
That's a sin.
Our pastor, of all people. And so we go by and E.T. goes, Jesus.
Tap dancing Christ.
That's awesome.
It was fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
You know, another thing that I like about this movie is that there's so many, like, original swears that came from this that I've heard so many times. Like, in my life, like, Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Fuck this noise.
Stuff like that. So it was awesome.
It's a hugely influential movie. It's insane.
Oh, and I also put down, because I'm... Oh, God, there's a bug.
And so many people reference it, too. Like, in Family Guy, I was just watching Family Guy 2 nights ago, and it's like, you get me my cheese whiz, boy?
No, it's Stewie. I'm replaying Earthbound right now, and they have the Runaway 5 in that, which is modeled after the whole Blues Brothers band, and they, like, you'll... There's several towns that you go to and you run into this group of the band members and they have their two little singers that, like, come out and they do their little dance and everything. But they have to, like, keep on. They're on the move constantly because every town that they go to, they owe somebody a shit ton of money and you have to bail them out. But they, there's, like, little scenes where you'll go into, like, this, like, theater or something and they'll have, like, a little song number thing and they have the two little Blues Brother guys and they're, like, dancing around doing the thing and... It's cute. I like it a lot.
Oh, I love that game. Earthbound is amazing.
It's good. All right, I said my nerdy shit, so we can continue now.
I kind of want to play that now. Like, I want to open shows with that.
I did put down in my notes, I was really annoyed. The scene in the toy store, the guy that's buying fucking Grover, and he's like,
I'll take this in the Miss Piggy.
Do you have Miss Piggy to go with this? And I'm like, that's a fucking Kermit right over there. Grover doesn't go with Miss Piggy.
My favorite is
both
when
Jim Henson things.
Actually, in that scene,
there's a Kermit right there.
Do you know what they need to have more of? And I love that scene is because they have the guy in the toy store just run into the camera. I just remember being little and just being like, "That is cool." Like, how did they do that? Like, I didn't understand. Like, I felt like. Yeah,
I run out of my TV.
I just remember being little and feeling like I was in the movie. Like, it's just so action packed.
Were you high then too? Yeah.
No, I wasn't actually.
No, when you're 8, you're just high on life and you believe everything.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, now I'm high on both. They say you can't have both, but you can.
Por qué no los dos?
Just have to try hard enough.
That meme cast.
But like as far as musical cast goes, I'm just like, man, could you imagine how expensive that movie would be these days? Because back then musicians were cool. They were like, hey, you want to be in this? Yeah.
It's just like, hell
now
yeah, dude.
Now it's like, I need this up front. I feel like a movie like that would not get made today, especially like the JCPenney logos, the Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Could you just imagine these days?
They had some like old musicians that even at the time were kind of obscure. Like they had like Cab Calloway and
John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, John Lee Hooker. That was the one that I was thinking of.
I love it because he's playing his own song and everybody knows that
you
song because he heard
that?
It.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Well,
it's because so many people copied that song. That was the joke, is just like every blues song copied that song. But it was so cool that they had all these obscure but they were just like not relevant anymore, but then they had them in. Oh, that was awesome. And those were a lot of the influential stuff in my life as far as music goes.
Nice.
And so seeing them in this movie was just like, oh, it was amazing. After that, I started pulling out all kinds of my old CDs and stuff.
Don't you mean vinyls?
No, I never did vinyls.
Really? I have every Blues Brothers album on vinyl.
Nice.
Can confirm, have seen it.
Yeah, and I play them in my briefcase, Crosley.
Nice. I'm not that much of a hipster.
I'm not a hipster. I legitimately grew up on vinyl.
You
like,
make
I'm an
no
OG
case
punk
against
kid.
It.
I'm an OG punk kid. Like, I went to my first punk show when I was 7, like, grew up in the punk scene.
You sound pretty fucking hipster right now.
Dude, my mom, like, went to Blondie shows and wore Betsy Johnson. My mom was badass. Rest in peace. Yeah. Shout out to my mom, who's always here.
Oh, my God.
She's hanging out with John Belushi right now. That's what's going on. They're just like watching
this in
a preview.
She's sitting between me and her. That's why there's like so much space right now.
I recently,
not touching.
Speaking of John Belushi, like I recently found out. I guess there's a documentary on him that came out somewhat recently, like updated one. I didn't watch it. My parents did, and I was talking to them yesterday. And I guess according to that documentary, they found out that it wasn't like an overdose or anything that did him in. It was more like a sleep apnea,
like a fat people thing.
Yeah.
Happens. Aww. I could see that.
So, well, you know, because I always, you know, everyone makes the joke of like, John Belushi, coke, but, you know, it was just sleep apnea. Which
dude,
kinda
sleep
sucks.
Apnea will fuck your shit
like
up.
Yeah, like a thief in the night.
Mm-hmm.
Good lord. Like, dude, like my. Like a thief in the night.
It's in the movie.
Yeah, referential.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. So that was good. How about we, let's start off. Let's do our favorite.
One more thing. Since I did my Belushi fact, I have a Dan Aykroyd one that's kind of interesting. Because I mentioned earlier that I was probably wrong, but it reminded me of Men in Black, the theme for Men in Black at the beginning.
You're just trying to make the connection really bad.
Yeah. So, you know, they're basically Men in Black. And Dan Aykroyd is huge into the UFO community. Like,
yes.
He's a true believer of
all that. He had his own show.
Well, kind of. And you can find there's like an interview for some other UFO show documentary or whatever. And I found the clip on YouTube. And it's him talking about the show that he was doing for, I think it was like Sci-Fi or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was going to be just another kind of thing like Rescue 911, but with like UFO stories. So they would do reenactments and all this stuff. But they would also bring
Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, something like that. And then they would actually bring in like all these ufologists or whatever. And like they'll have their expert opinion, quote unquote. But they were in the middle of filming like their third episode. It never aired. They were still filming the first season.
Yep.
And they're in like the middle of their third episode.
Yep.
And he goes outside. And like to take a break or whatever, and then he comes back in and like, hey, canceling the show, we're, you know, go home, we're done. And he's like, what the hell just happened? And on the video, he was saying that he walked outside and he just sees this black car.
Yep.
And these strange men in black basically get into the car, and the car disappeared. It didn't drive away, it just totally flat out disappeared on him.
What?
Dude, cloaking men device. In black are real.
Yeah. Well, I believe it. I mean, but that's just, that's crazy. Yeah.
I'm going to fucking, oh, dude, I'm going to fucking cry. I see some,
it's
dude,
too
like,
real. It's too like, real. All right. So let's do favorite scene. Yeah.
Okay.
My favorite scene would have to be, oh, there's so many. But just because, like, the political anger girl in me is just, like, I wanted to do this recently when they had the Sacramento hate rallies. Is I love the scene when they gun it in the shitbox Dodge and they force all those Illinois Nazis into the goddamn water.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite scenes just because it's just pure punk rock and it's, like, that little political statement inside of the movie. Plus, like, it was one of the first movies that had a very ethnically diverse cast, and I just feel like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I just feel like it's just so symbolic
every
of so much
stuff.
Every color
of the rainbow in this one.
Yeah, it's a... I don't know.
I didn't see a lot of
scene.
Asians.
God!
They were in there.
I was going to say that.
We were in the back working production.
Yeah, they were in there.
We're working craft services? You want egg roll? Sorry.
We were fixing the cars, too, okay?
God!
Who do you think got that shitbox Dodge running? Who do you think was in those hut? There's a reason there were masks on them.
Remote
and it
controlling
was from
that
Engels
police car pileup, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. My favorite scene has to be when the band was singing Stand By Your Man, because it was so awkward.
Oh, the sad cowboy
hilarious.
That had no woman.
Yeah.
Crying into his beard.
He was my favorite throwaway character. Like, he had, like, one little scene, but it was just, oh, everybody's got their lady and, like, kissing hands and stuff, and then just one cowboy.
He had two scenes. He was actually the drunk guy on the table dancing at first.
Really?
And then she got sad.
Yeah. It was just so funny that, like, everybody in
this drunk.
It was just so funny because it was made even more awkward because everybody in the band was singing in unison. And it's just like, and they're all like halfway off key. It's just like, the whole time.
Baby.
Oh.
All the musicians.
But if someone, if some people sing flats and some people sing sharps,
they balance
and
you
then
up.
The whole world finds harmony.
No, it makes
a difference. That's not how it works, Bobby.
All right, who's the next? Favorite scene.
Okay, I'll go. My favorite scene was... Aretha Franklin scene.
That was a good one.
Because we did not realize.
You can tell she really thought about that and thought about the consequences of her actions.
Matt and I did not realize that was Aretha until she started singing. And I, like, jumped off the couch like, fucking holy shit, that's
like,
Aretha Franklin.
She
like,
looks the same.
Well, I don't, honestly,
have
I don't
you
know.
Have not seen her recently? She's like the little
don't
Richard
even know,
of women.
I don't even know what she looks like. And then I know what she sounds like, though. So I that's why I was just like, oh.
It was before I
you like
pulled
that
up...
Big Lots song.
Yeah.
It was before I pulled up the. I hadn't pulled up the cast list yet, so I hadn't looked at who all was in the movie. I just
so
knew,
many
like,
huge musicians.
Oh, there's James nuts. Brown because he well yeah James Brown and
James
then,
Brown was obvious. I'm so sad he didn't do the coat gag that he always does on stage with his little wizard robes.
But
he did wear his high heel boots.
Yeah, Jesus wizard.
Definitely Aretha and. Because of, the, oh my God, that's Aretha Franklin. And then just the way that the song ended, just that musical.
He's like, I'm out.
That musical theater feeling. No, because they, like, her three backup singers went back to, like, their little bar stools. And she, like, you know, ended it right in front of his face. And then returned to reality.
And Blue Lou was, like, going to stay. He was, like,
go
waiting for
here,
her permission.
Yeah.
He was like, are you sure?
He's like, okay.
What
okay.
Do I do?
All right, I'm gone.
What do I do? But, yeah, that was mine.
Sorry.
That was cute.
Go for it.
Twinning.
Kiss.
No kiss.
Is it Pee Wee Herman? Was that your favorite scene?
One of them.
When he popped up, I was
wrong
like,
glass,
it's the word
sir.
Of the day.
My favorite scene was pretty much all the live, just being in a ska band, like all the live music scenes, how they all had like a horn section. I'm just like, oh, you guys actually tried and you actually play all of your own instruments. Ah, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Then,
well,
like,
they were
the,
all professional horn players.
Yeah. Their trombone player is fucking sick.
Oh, man, yeah.
Like, totally. on
their trumpet player, oh, he's insane.
Mm-hmm. Lord, I already forgot his name, but yeah. Like, I remember I was like
Toots
watching
McGee.
Just... Yeah. Was it Toots McGee?
Nope.
Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Mr. Fabulous.
There's a guy named Donald Duck. It could be anything.
And the thing that
there's
was
another
cool...
guy whose nickname is Bone, like Bones
thing,
or something.
The thing
I'm
that was
like,
cool,
right,
though,
is
too,
Mr.
was...
Mr. Fabulous.
There are no rules.
All the characters in the movie,
it's an
they
80s,
went by
it's an
their,
80s movie. It's
their
a
real band
names.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, like Donald Duck. Like, all of them have
Donald
their real
Duck
names.
Duns.
I know. Like, I remember watching the credits, like, oh my god, these guys actually do the thing.
Can the credits be like a favorite scene? Because I like it when all the guys are like singing along.
Yeah.
I was sad that. Oh, never mind.
No, why are you sad? Let's bring it down.
No.
Well, because like
he just got the blues while talking about the Blues Brothers. You need to get rhythm.
I got rhythm. I'm a drummer.
When do you get the blues?
All the time.
You guys.
Constantly.
Anyway, Vanna, what's your favorite scene?
I already
she said it.
Oh, okay.
Too drunk.
What's happening?
I have a lot there.
So mine also, I'm going to choose the second one, but mine was also the Aretha Franklin because like I jumped up. I didn't literally jump up, but my head kind of jerked up like, oh!
I jumped up enough.
Not even when Ray Charles fires a gun?
I'm choosing a second, but also because...
The music store.
Also because that, like I said, that kind of tied into my family history because that was almost going to be my grandma's restaurant or whatever. So that was kind of a big deal for me because I've never seen the movie, but I always heard the story. So then I finally got to see it. So it was kind of a big thing for me. Another scene that I will choose is going to be just everything with the nun because of the
from your personal experience,
just that fear of God and the fact that she's like on roller skates and the doors closed behind everyone. And
yeah.
And that's why they're there. This is why they're doing what they're doing.
I wish they would have showed her at the end, like she was like happy. Like she just gets the check in the mail.
No, she's
like,
not. She's never happy.
Paid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how it's
no,
that's
she's
how
always
Catholics
happy.
Work.
She's married to Jesus.
She can't get laid.
She's always married. Yeah, but you know, she doesn't have the same trials that
like,
raise women do.
But
true that.
Jesus doesn't cheat. Except, you know, he's just married to every other
he
nun.
Cheated death.
Yeah. Every other nun or every nun?
No, every other nun.
Every other nun.
Let's just face it, they're not really taking their vows. They just got kicked out or they're hiding from the mob like Whoopi Goldberg.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Now we need to do Sister Act. Favorite lines.
I was gonna say real quick the nun on the roller skates like just gliding into the back like she was just picked up by Jesus and no.
You're better than
the
fuck. It was a skateboard.
She goes all like Japanese samurai with that crazy whip thing. She starts this
breakthrough railway's head or was it John Belushi?
Well, yeah, she broke that, but then she pulls out that crazy whip, bullwhip thing, and
yeah, little foreshadowing into Rawhide.
Rawhide,
get him up,
move him on,
Rodman.
Hey, we almost did it. Rodman, Rawhide.
Who took my cigarette out of my mouth?
That song always reminds me of Five Will Goes West.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't know about the movie about the Jewish mouse.
Yeah. I think they were Russian. No, they're probably Jewish.
They were totes Jewish, dude.
I need to watch that again.
And Jewish cowboys is like an actual thing, too.
Yeah, dude, like, God.
What? Are you serious?
Their last name was Mouskowitz.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do they wear yarmulkes or cowboy hats?
Both.
Tiny cowboy hats.
So,
oh, God, that's
like
adorable.
So speaking of weird people in cowboy garb.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of lines, the cowboy line, it's going to be real hard to eat corn on the cob with no fucking teeth.
Yep. So one time... I was sitting out front of a Target smoking cigarettes when I was
cool kid.
Like 15.
Normal.
I was like 15 years old. Me and my friends were like, oh, we're smoking cigarettes. We're cool.
Like do bad things.
This like Lamborghini, this fucking like cherry red Lamborghini just pulls up into the fire lane and just stops.
Well, it's red.
And this.
Nice. Right in. Couldn't see it.
So this like super Asian dude gets out of the car.
Don't
with,
talk about my dad that way.
With the biggest cowboy hat I've ever seen. And
I'm going to call you J.R.
Like a rawhide with like a rawhide vest with tassels. He's got tassels and all kinds of stuff. And he's listening to crazy hip hop music. But he just gets out and he's like acting like he's all cool, dressed up like a cowboy.
He's an American. He's a vaquero.
Just recently.
Just recently an American?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's fresh off the boat.
So, all right.
I love that show.
While we're talking
fresh
about...
Fresh off the beaner. I can say that I'm Mexican.
It's not racist.
While we're on the topic of just weird things doing weird things, I used to work at a Food Max in Visalia. And I remember there was this one time I was a peasant and I had to like push carts and stuff. And I remember this one dude just...
You were a cart wrangler.
Yeah. Thank you. That's what I called it. That's what I called us. This black dude comes in this like convertible Mitsubishi Eclipse, just fucking bumping Hawthorne Heights.
And then he saw you and rolled up his window because he
was like,
afraid.
Dude, you gotta understand, like this dude was so dark he was purple.
Oh, it was Flavor Flav. He loves Hawthorne Heights.
just like rolling down like the parking lot, just like. How's that fucking Hawthorne Heights song go? We were just making fun of it.
Cut my wrists and black my eyes.
Cut my wrists and black my eyes! And I'm just like, what is happening? Just like the blackest dude. I'm like, none of this adds up.
You don't need to black your eyes, just cut your wrists.
He was recently black.
Just smile, dude. Like, we'll find you in a dark room.
Whoa!
Too far?
Not for this show.
Nope.
All right.
You're the new Bob.
Yeah!
Sure.
Oh, God.
We found him.
It's long box all over again.
It's not me this time.
I know. It's the guy I'm seeing. My multicultural ass is seeing.
Okay, all right. No one listens to this.
I only see demons. All
right. What are we doing? Favorite line?
Favorite line.
Yeah, that was the thing.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go first so no one takes mine. I can't exactly remember when it happened in the movie, but my favorite line was, "Are you the police?" "No, ma'am. We're musicians." Yeah. Just because. Just because. It's good. It made me giggle. It's good enough for me.
Kicked you in the giggle dick? I can't even say that.
Giggle panties. Giggle panties.
All right. So my favorite...
giggle dick hard.
My favorite line, I use it like all the time, and I forgot that it was even from this movie, but it was the, what kind of music do you guys have here? We got both kinds.
Country and Western.
I loved that one, too. That was great.
We got both kinds.
Every time I've ever been in a band, what kind of music do you guys play? I say that. Both kinds.
And you didn't remember what it was from?
No, I never could remember. And then I watched it this time. I was like, holy shit.
Too many AA shows.
Yeah, I know, right?
You got contact blackout.
Yeah.
I think mine's going to be, well, I've said it like 1,000 times already in this episode. We're on a mission from God. I've never seen the movie, but I've said that so many times when I was going to do something really stupid.
Yeah, and it's in Empire Records too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, Lucas says that in Empire Records.
Well, it's referencing... this.
We oh, no way!
That is that what we just said?
Oh my God.
It's like, we meant that. Bad.
Captain Obvious strikes again.
It's okay, you're on a mission from God.
Yeah. Next.
I got nothing.
A lot of mine.
I've only seen it once, so I can't really.
We're passing to the left here.
Well, he's got nothing, so we're skipping
him. Yeah, it is the left. Okay.
So now you have time.
All right. Well, I say I could see that a lot, and then I also say this place has got everything. Those are just like my witty, you know, pull string taglines, but I really like, you know, just it's dark and we're wearing sunglasses.
Let's do this.
Hit it.
Yeah, hit it. I just love how they're so detached through the whole movie. They're just so just like,
especially like physically, like if you hit Elwood like 2 seconds later, oh, that's how detached you are.
Yeah.
I love that like they've got like 30 fucking cop cars following them and they're just like sitting there cruising just like,
that's because you walk by faith, not by sight.
Oh,
well, to be honest, the cops and the cruisers were also just straight face, just driving through this mall. Well,
yeah,
baby clothes.
Yeah, it's just that whole Bill Murray thing, though. You know, where it's just like just being completely detached from everything. It's perfect. It's
no,
awesome.
It was. They're around at the same time. To credit Bill Murray for that. Fuck that.
I love Bill Murray.
Fuck that noise.
There you go.
I get it.
It's gonna be hard to eat corn on the cob with no fucking teeth if you keep saying that. I'm just kidding.
All right, so Matt, favorite character?
James Brown, because he got down.
He did.
And I was down to clown.
I was seriously, that was a contender, but I was so disappointed that he didn't like get down on one knee and throw his wizard robe off.
He didn't do splits either.
Yeah, it's just he didn't do his classic James Brown moves. I was disappointed.
He did do like Cleophas, the kick chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
cool. How about that scene I wanted to talk about?
The flying fishman in the air.
Yeah, I've been in a church where
or
people
the fact
did that
those women really? Were twerking before it was a thing.
Yeah.
In that, church.
That well, scene was the one that made me feel like, am I watching like Airplane or Naked Gun right now? Like people just like fucking like trampolining
in
the air.
I've been in churches where people are really doing that shit and it's nuts.
Trampolining?
How do they get that air?
Well, they're just
Jesus.
Doing all kinds of crazy
Tony
stuff.
They're high on Jesus.
Like swinging
almost
from
raptured,
the rafters
almost
going,
raptured,
Shambhala
raptured.
Hamala, bought a Mazda, should have bought a Honda.
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say should
they were speaking
Honda.
In tongues. When I was little, I was like, Mom, why don't you teach me how to speak tongues? Like, I tried researching it. I was like, why is there nothing
works.
On this language?
You cannot learn.
I know, I still can't speak in tongues.
It's because Jesus
I'm just a regular
has to,
Christian.
Jesus has to give it
Jesus
to
can't
you.
Like, it
just says your body, and he can't get out, so that's what happened.
Mija, that's just Spanish.
Spanglish.
Jesus has to touch
okay,
your tongue,
Terry.
And then you get tongues.
Yeah.
Huh? You got to touch tongues with Jesus?
Yeah.
You could also buy it. It's called Lengua.
Gross.
From a guy named Jesus.
All right, Vanna, favorite character?
Elwood.
That's a good one.
You know, he's just got the faith and is just, you know, very
I'm kind of surprised you didn't pick Jake.
You know, he abandoned me as a father. Like I said, I'm the illegitimate daughter of Joliet Jake. It happens. Yeah, just Elwood, just because, you know, the blind faith, and he took the liberty of bullshitting, and I like to think I do the same. And he also says, the light was yellow, sir, a lot, which is what I tell myself whenever I, whenever I'm driving. So, just full on the Asian in me appreciates that. And then he's got knuckle tattoos, so that's punk. Punks.
Up the punks. With an X.
If you have punk spelled on you with a K, you're not punks. Just for the record.
I'm just one punk.
So
just
Asa, to you, punk. Who's your favorite character?
I love Elwood because of Jake. Like, I just...
Copycat.
I don't understand.
Pokemon opponent, use copycat.
No, like, I love Elwood because of Jake, because of their whole relationship dynamic. Like, Jake is really emotive and... Like, you know, like, when he flies off the handle, like, he flies off the handle, whereas Elwood is, like, really stoic straight and just man. Kind of, like...
Why don't you offer some constructive criticism? That's a line in the movie. That's what Elwood says. Yeah, he's very level-headed. You're very level-headed for a musician.
Right?
He's like I don't know if it's Canadian in him, but he just comes off as level-headed.
Get out of here.
The only thing Canadian about me is that I have a pedal board from a company in Canada. Thank you very much. That I own of today.
Do you say a boot or hoose?
I do say hoose, ironically, because it sounds silly.
Right.
We just bought a hoose.
I bought a hoose in Vancouver. That's my best Canadian impression. I got nothing.
Just like me.
Enough.
No impressions.
Blame Canada.
All right.
Blame
Canada. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm on the Elwood train, too.
Wow.
I know, but...
Three out of five.
I didn't know perfect that two score. People before me were going to say Elwood, too, but I can't. I'm not changing my fucking answer this time.
I don't know, Princess Leia. I could see that.
Mystery Woman.
If she was wearing the Slave Leia costume, she would have been my favorite character.
Funny. Oh my god.
She had a flamethrower. That's just as good.
No.
Funny story. I need to see more about skin. The Princess Leia thing. Peavy actually like released like a bunch of guitars with the what's her name? Carrie Fisher?
Yep.
Yeah.
With Carrie Fisher in the like Slave Leia costume, and then she caught wind of it and was like, "No, pull them." And so now they're like super super rare and they are worth hella monies.
I'll bet.
Your dog is named Gary Fisher.
My cat's name is Princess Leia, the second, because I've had two other ones named Princess
Snowball.
Leia before her.
Snowball.
I actually got that mentality from The Simpsons, yeah.
But, yeah, so Elwood, because he's charming as fuck.
Yes.
And I'm a sucker for a guy with a deep, deep rawhide voice.
And you like to eat nothing but toast.
Dry white toast.
Love me some dry white toast.
Four fried chickens and
I like
milk.
My toast like I like my men. Dry and white.
You want something to drink with that? No, ma'am. A Coke.
All right. What do you guys think my favorite character is?
Oh,
this
boy.
Is one thing I do. I always pick the most bullshit favorite character. So you guys have to try to guess.
Someone like some extra that no one
gives
a shit
about.
Yeah,
no, that's probably what's going to be. I'm going to go semi-serious and say it was John Candy.
That's what I was thinking at first.
Pee-wee Herman.
That's another one.
Sad cowboy.
The bitchy rich dad at the restaurant.
Oh.
Tell me your women.
That scene.
Your women, your
daughters. That was another line I liked a lot.
If they did that scene nowadays, people would have a bitch fit.
People are too fucking sensitive nowadays.
I know.
Those people wouldn't watch the movie to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, if somebody like even jokingly did that with me now, I would just end them. I would just be like, you don't joke about that kind of shit.
I know who your favorite character was.
Who?
The drawbridge.
No.
it's just so deep.
The court clowny clerk assessor.
And you know, the bridge changed as a character.
Fuck you. No.
You could say in the end, he really
Stacey's
came together.
Guess.
It was the kid trying to rob Ray Charles.
Oh, no. No.
All right,
my favorite character was Stairwell Guy.
Who the fuck?
The dude, whatever.
The one
who
wanted the cheese whiz?
No, they always had to step over them when they were walking to the apartment.
Yeah.
God damn it.
The dude.
All right, ratings.
I didn't think of, oh, fuck. I didn't think of a rating. Okay. Ratings.
All right. Since I'm going first, I'm going to go for the low-hanging fruit and give this 3 out of 3 fried chickens.
Ooh.
It's 4 whole fried chickens.
Whole fried chickens. And a Coke.
3 out of 4 fried chickens then.
But is the Coke there?
The comes eventually. Like a, actually, he never showed up.
I feel like a Coco would be.
I feel like Coco would be.
Actually, neither the chickens didn't show up.
John Belushi would order the Coke.
I like this movie. All
right.
On an amplifier, I'm going to give it 11 out of 11.
Oh, Spinal Tap it, reference.
Damn it. I'm trying to think of a. Okay. I would give it 7 out of 8 of a horn section, aka Scott, like the. Scott, the Tokyo
Scott is love.
Yeah,
Scott
the
is
Tokyo
life.
Scott Paradise Orchestra, horn section. They just needed like a Barry player, but like if he was like missing, like it's not totally.
If
a big
you
deal.
Guys missed,
but only
it,
the first 8 albums, not the last.
I know some of these words. Yeah.
If thank you guys you. Missed it, Asa is in a ska band.
If you haven't picked up on it by now,
if you haven't
beat
picked
up, beat up, beat up.
Raha, raha. I love ska.
Hup, hup, hup.
I'm so fucking white.
I know.
And I love skanking.
Make the same noises as a Peruvian flute band. Band. There it is.
There you go. They're just doing white mom at a barbecue. Oh,
my,
you guys can't see this.
Nope, not a video podcast.
Damn it.
My rating is out of, it's not out of anything, but my rating is 19 Nazis in the Creek.
Was there 19?
I don't know. I counted like.
But that's
there wasn't
guess,
a there wasn't enough
a lot,
in the creek.
But not enough.
I yeah, guesstimated. Good. They all jumped in the creek, so yeah, for all I know, there's probably 19.
There are ships,
five
ships,
Grand Theft Auto stars.
Yeah. Damn it! I was gonna rate it that.
Oh. No, well, you were.
Here we go.
I'm a Canadian.
I was.
That was fun. I'm just that funny.
If
you guys haven't remembered Vanna Vandal, be sure to follow me on all the stuff. Stand up comedy. I'm the next Dan Aykroyd meets John Belushi on account of I'm Juliet Jake's daughter.
Except for I'm Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are both dudes.
Hey, it's a progressive year.
It's 2016.
Progressive.
Yeah, dude, it's 2016. Yeah, all dudes are dudes and all chicks are dudes.
They can
I
use
am a
whatever
millennial.
Bathroom they want.
I am a millennial.
You're a dude.
I thought you
he's
said Malabia.
Because we're all dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's
less
a
than Jake, less than Jake, another ska band, actually did that song for Good Burger.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
You're
hey,
in a ska band, right?
Kelsey.
I am in a ska band.
I'm in a ska band called For the Record. Hey. If you like us, go like
and
us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ForTheRecord599. Thank you.
Kel's going to be in Fresno at a Grizzlies game.
What?
Yes.
Why would he announce
fucking
that?
Fucking Kel Mitchell's going to be at a Grizzlies game. God
I thought he
it.
Died.
No, he's alive.
Orange soda. Overdose.
Orange soda.
All right, ratings. Rating. Rating.
4 out of 5 splats.
Can you see the light?
Well, stop taking my fucking ratings.
No, I'm asking.
I've
gone legally blind.
I'm going to give this rating, or this rating, yes.
Preemptively, I'm going to rate this rating. It's
he
a zero.
Jason, go home, you're drunk.
I'm not.
He is home.
Yeah, lay on the floor.
That was fast.
You can get as drunk as you want, Jason. You don't have to go anywhere.
You just got
to
raise children.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
In a Spider-Man t-shirt and Star
yeah,
Wars headphones.
Right.
Adulting properly.
That's Jason's fathering. I'll do it tomorrow.
Baby clothes.
Well, they're asleep right now, so it's fine.
They're asleep.
NyQuil.
Oh, God.
How are they asleep
just
in
give
this
them
house?
Just give them a gummer of Jack, dude. Like,
yeah. Okay, I want to rate this movie eventually. And I'm thinking. I'm going to rate this movie 15 feet in the air.
I already hate this.
Is that the Nazi car?
No, this is the people who were jumping.
Oh, wait. The Nazi, that car fall.
Oh, the trampoline.
That
the
car fall, however, people. Was incredibly long.
Yeah.
I've always loved you. 15
flipping African-Americans?
He's like, what? Yeah, 15.
That's my favorite.
There we go. 15 flipping African-Americans.
He couldn't remember the PC term for black people.
What the fuck is this? Like,
you're
like the 29th of Kwanzaa?
You're vicariously racisming...
Are you racisming him?
I'm trying to even it out from all the racist shit you've already said this episode.
I
yes,
okay.
Let the other white
I'm
person say
I'm providing the balance here.
She hasn't had her turn.
Yeah.
Us Latinas gotta stick together on this one. What do we do?
Who takes
off their earrings first?
One day I'll have a Mexican last name and it'll all be okay for me.
You
to
know
say
what?
Shit.
You better think about it. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh my God!
You better try to do.
All right, Jason, get us
get
out of here.
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm dying.
Okay, hold
I'm
on.
I'm dying.
Someone to love.
Yeah,
this is fun.
Okay, thank you.
And
you,
keep
everyone.
Listening because we need you.
Thank
you. You.
For listening to that movie podcast.
We need you. You.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter,
in the morning,
or Instagram at
that
movie pod.
So hard.
It's all right. I'll edit we'll that in post.
It's our favorite thing.
Our email is thatmoviepodcast@gmail.com.
In the evening.
You can go to thatmoviepod.blogspot.com or mcbuttstuff.com. You can actually go there, and that's our website. Thank you, Nathan Haw. You can go to if you like our show and you would like to support us, you can go to patreon.com/thatmoviepod. You say that every fucking time.
Yeah,
stop
I
it.
Do. I'm not going to change.
Cut her mic at the end of the episode.
I will. And also, we are now, well, we have been, and we are a part of longbox.fm. And if you like our show, then go there, because there are a ton of other awesome local podcasts around.
And you can hear Vanna Vandal on longbox.fm every Monday on The Kick at 7 p.m. and every Wednesday on the DDP at 7 p.m. and in a local comedy club near you.
Ooh.
And every Saturday on Lucha Extreme. Seriously, I wear the same thing 3 times in a row. Watch me.
Nope. Now everyone knows, Vanna. Good job.
It's like the Blues Brothers. It's my outfit.
There you go.
It gets magically clean after
just
every
life.
I get arrested in
it. Wear that every time now. You
I
have to
I
wear
might.
It.
Yeah, dude. It's just your thing. It's just your shtick.
Then, like, eventually you're going to have a bunch of Mexicans going like, hey.
She smells bad.
She's giggle panties.
Offensive.
A bunch of what, Jason?
Mexicans.
We'd like another table.
All right, everybody. Semper Fidelis Tyrannosaurus.
Hey, everybody. Good night, everyone.
Get out of here.
Go like ska.
Sell us your women.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Pancake though.
Like a pancake bar.
Yeah.
Why has no one opened up a pancake bar?
Oh my god.
Copyright dibs.
Oh fuck.
Damn dibs. It. I was the one that came up with the idea. Like, we have it. This is recording, right?
No.
Delete it.
I'm not recording.
Oh, son of a